Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Parda. Time to talk Holton football. The Wildcats, 3-2 on the season, had their three-game win streak snapped last week at home, falling to Jeff West 27-17. And Coach, is kind of a tough game from a few different perspectives, kind of playing from behind a lot of the contest. You knew you'd have to defend the pass and certainly had to do a lot of that. But what did you feel like were maybe the biggest differences in the loss to the Tigers last week?
Well, offensively, there were a lot of little things. We had a lot of opportunities to make big plays, and we didn't make a pitch, or we didn't block the one guy, or at least get a hat on him. So we had a lot of things offensively not go well, and give them credit. They really played hard, and we really struggled to control their nose guard, and we did, you know, we would have to change some things going into that again. And, you know, just, you know, they played hard, and we didn't make the big play, even though they gave us some opportunities for that offensively. And defensively, I thought we played pretty well overall. We blew a couple, two coverages. It cost us, you know, two big plays. And then we didn't tackle very well underneath at times when we had them in third and long. And other than that, I thought we kind of controlled what they do. And they, you know, they changed what they did a little bit this week and really became a passing team. But, you know, just a lot of things could have went our way, and they didn't go our way, and some things went their way, and they were the better team.
You mentioned, you know, talking about the defense, and you knew they were going to spread it out and pass the ball around, but I don't know if we thought maybe they would only hand the ball off, I think, one time going into the fourth quarter of that game. And you mentioned a couple big plays, but, I mean, for the most part, it's kind of how you play defense. I mean, a lot of their passes were pretty short. You didn't miss a lot of tackles, so it was like you held them, but just too many plays, I guess, they were able to stack together to put drives together and finish with some points.
You know, they actually didn't run a lot of their offense that they had run in the past, and they went to a spread and lost their running back, I know, and kind of dink and dunked it around. I think we were prepared for that, but hadn't, you know, really spent a lot of time with it. So I thought we handled it pretty well overall. We have to play more aggressively and tackle better, and we've got to get people in the long yardage situations and then make that play.
It's hard for folks to see offensively. I know, you know, the stat was kind of mind-blowing to me. There's probably, I don't know if you've ever coached a game where you had 18 plays where you didn't gain any yards or lost yards, but I know that, you know, it's hard to maybe explain, but it's one little block. It's a lot of times just one little thing that makes a huge difference in a play that goes for, you know, no gain versus a play that could be ripped off for a 50-yard run. So what are some adjustments, I guess, with the line and just what you need more of from the running backs to better execute on offense?
Well, we kind of had to piecemeal our offensive line together. We had a couple injuries this week, and we used a couple formation things, so we weren't real comfortable together. But it really was. It's a situation where you have to get a hat on a hat, and there's probably six or seven plays. If we just get a piece of a guy, that gives our running back to break off some more runs like, oh, I think we had in the second quarter, we broke off a big one. The opportunity was there. We got a hat on a hat, and we got it done. So we've got to continue to improve on that. And this week we're going to see a very aggressive slanting defense, I think, up front against Hayden. So we'll be a little better prepared for that. But we've got to get off the ball and get a hat on a hat and be aggressive.
It's another district game for Holton in this battle of Wildcats, also the first non-Big East team that Holton will face this year. We'll talk about the matchup in the Capital City after this timeout here on the Holton Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Parda. Holton Hayden, always a fun matchup no matter where and when. And, of course, this year Hayden having another great season. They are undefeated, but it's a district game, and especially now with a district loss, Coach, I'm sure your guys are anxious to kind of to bounce back. And obviously with Hayden, it should be a good focused week of practice and determination to kind of get things right going into this game, huh?
Well, you know, our focus is just to really find another gear, and we'd let down too often, and we don't play at what I would consider full speed. And, you know, Hayden is just the opposite of that. They execute at full speed, and a lot of their passing game, they look like they're running it on air, and it happens fast, and they're going to make us play faster, or we're going to be in trouble. And then, you know, defensively, they're going to be the fastest defense we've seen. They're really good defensively, but, you know, I think we have the ability to move the ball on them. We just got to, you know, get off the ball and play physical and get first downs.
A Hayden team that is throwing a little bit more this year, I mean, because of their personnel, I guess, what are the different challenges in keeping Hayden contained here Friday night?
Well, you know, they run a wing tee offense, and they're throwing more out of that than they have in the past, so it's a tough offense to prepare for. It's very balanced, and then they use a lot of spread package, which, you know, we're a little more prepared for, but They use a lot of motions and over unbalanced type of looks. So it's a really tough prep. You got to be in position, you got to play with leverage, and then you got to play aggressively.
Your defense did have a couple interceptions again last week, so good to see that opportunity and taking away the ball a little bit. You had a blocked punt as well late in the game, which helped you set up a score, and just a lot of little things, I guess, that are magnitude in games that are bigger like this one here down the stretch. Are you happy with some of the little intangibles, the special teams, and the way some of those things are progressing for your club?
Well, I haven't been real happy with our progression on special teams, but you know, in the end, it's about building a team and continuing to improve, and I think we continue to do that. I think we had a setback last week, but, you know, it's about where we're at when the playoffs roll around. We've got a couple weeks to get there, and I think this team has an opportunity to do that.
Should be a good game, Taden, Friday night. A little cooler, at least, for sure. Coach, thanks for your time. Best of luck, and we'll see you in Topeka.
All right, thank you.
Coach Brooks Bartas, Holton Wildcat Locker Room Chat. It's presented by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmers Day Bank in Holton, and by Medical Pharmacy.